Hara is by the American sculptor Deborah Butterfield. As you've already noticed, this remarkable piece is a horse. In fact, Hara means horse in Japanese. Horses are the subject of all Butterfield's work. She sculpts horses of all sizes in a variety of materials. Coincidentally, the sculptor was born in San Diego on the day of the 75th running of the Kentucky Derby. Butterfield grew up in California and received her education at UC Davis, but she has a Wisconsin connection. She had her first solo exhibit in Madison at the Madison Museum of Contemporary Art and taught sculpture at the University of Wisconsin. Then moved to Bozeman, Montana to teach at the university. Montana is her home base, where she has a horse ranch and spends her summers with her horses. Butterfield's goal is to capture the essence of the horse. She actually sees herself as the personification of a horse. She only sculpts mares, usually with lowered heads, in contrast to all the rearing stallions that are usually depicted in sculpture. This is an extraordinary piece. First, what do you think it's made of? You've answered wood, right? Now touch it. Surprised? This is a bronze casting with a patina made to duplicate weathered wood. Butterfield has done many horses in wood, but it's a fragile material, so she switched to bronze to preserve her legacy. The artist hunts for the perfect piece of wood and builds the sculpture. She then takes it apart and casts each piece in bronze and reassembles it. She doesn't even do a preliminary sketch. She understands horses so well that she can sense how the pieces will come together to form a horse. Please take time to look at the sculpture in all views. Start at the horse's head on the east end of the sculpture. Notice how she is looking to the side, almost straining to look back. Now, walking around the length of the sculpture clockwise, you see the beautiful arch of her neck and the slope of her back. Go to the rear, and the tail moves to the right and her head stretches left and creates a beautiful balance. Now, from the pond side, you can see she is almost posing for you and seems more solid, so you become more aware of the landscape around her. Hara is beautiful. This has to be one of your favorite pieces. It is one of the few representational pieces at the Linden. It was actually acquired by a Bradley family member after Mrs. Bradley's death. It is a more recent acquisition in the 1980s and one that I am sure you'll agree Mrs. Bradley would approve of.